Well, folks, we've got some breaking news here. Cornucopia recently sent out an action alert titled USDA Filing 5 Vacancies on the National Organic Standards Board, NOSB. The alert goes on to say, the USDA is seeking nominations for 5 upcoming vacancies on the National Organic Standards Board, NOSB. Appointees will serve a 5-year term beginning January 24th, 2012. Yeah, vacancies for the 15-member Organic Advisory Board, blah, 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 blah. In the past, widespread abuse during the Bush and Obama administrations led to corporate agribusiness representatives being appointed to positions that were earmarked for farmers or consumer advocates. Because of this history, Cornucopia is appealing to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to respect the will of Congress and to make the nomination process public so that the very best candidates can be appointed. Well, I wrote back, and I asked, do you really think that the Obama administration will actually consider anything other than planned appointees for this? Here is Mark Castle from the Cornucopia Institute's response. Good question. We have to play the game. We have no choice. And we can put public pressure on them to appoint qualified people. And if they don't, they know that we will justifiably embarrass them. So there you have it, folks.
Oh, no!
Cornucopia's big USDA National Organics Program reform strategy revealed today. To appeal to the USDA to appoint qualified people to the NOSB. If not, then we will embarrass them. There it is. That's the big game plan, to embarrass them if they do not do the right thing. Period. End of story. Now I know that this is pretty radical stuff. And not to be taken lightly, after all, embarrassment is a powerful tool if used correctly. I remember this strategy in grammar school. Johnny gets Sally to let him cheat off her paper, or he will tell everyone that she has a mole on her button. He's seen it. Powerful stuff. What government-sponsored megacorporation wouldn't be taken down by this sort of thing? Yep, that's right. Embarrassment. Hey, USDA, I'm going to tell the world about your inability to rise above the hand that feeds you and nip off a few fingers. Yeah, that'll do it. That ought to get some heads rolling. Embarrassment. Now, why didn't I think of that?